Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Achad Asa, the 11th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Tefillin Laws, the Praying the Seva Av, the Book of Love, which in this Perek we discuss the halachas related to the davening of the basic nesses of the shul. As Rambam gives halacha Aleph regarding the obligation and the building of the shul. Kamokim Shishpa Asadim Yisrael, anywhere where there's 10 people from the Jewish people, Tzarech Lahochin by Bayis, they have to prepare a structure, a house, Sheikhan Sabal Tefillah, that they should enter for davening, B'chalei Tefillah, for old times of davening, Umokim Zenikra, and this place is called Basak Nesses. Literally means to say the room of the gathering, but that's the name of the shul. B'Kaifin B'nei Ha'ir Zeh Zeh, and the people of the city could force each other, Livnus Lim Basak Nesses, to build a shul, V'liknus Lim Sefer Torah, Nevi'im G'suvim, to purchase Sefer Torah of the Nevi'im, of the G'suvim, to have Svarim, Halacha Beis. When they build a shul, you don't build it, it has to be in the high point of the city. Shemek says in the pasuk initially, in the top of all, where everything is public, tikra, that's where you call out from. You also elevate it until it's higher than all the courtyards of the city. Shemek says in the pasuk, in Ezra, is basically to elevate, to lift up the house of our God. And Bain Paiskan Pisra Knesses, you don't make the entryway for the opening of the shul, Illa B'mizrach, only on the east. Krishnema says in the Pasuk, Mimid Babachim Lofnei Mishkan, those who were dwelling in front of the Mishkan, front of the sanctuary, Kedma, to the east, meaning the Mishkan, the opening was on the east. And the reason is so that everyone should be bowing from the opening towards the Arnat Kodesh, which is in the west. Now that was in their days where they were davening towards the west, but those who are obviously to the west are then doing towards the east. And that's where the entry should be, that you enter from the back, facing towards the front. Uvoinu by Hechel, and you build a Hechel, the ark, Shemanich may Sefer Torah, where you put the Sefer Torah, the Torah school over there. Uvoinu Hechel Zeh, and you build this Hechel Beruach, and the direction, Shemispal connected by Seir, that they daven towards that in that city, which is facing towards Yerushalayim, K'teishia Penei Mamul HaHechel, so that their face should be towards the sanctuary, K'sheyamdu L'tfilo, when they're standing for davening. Halacha Gimel. Umamidim bima b'entza habayis. Now there is a bima, there's a platform in the middle of the shul, so that they should stand up on there, those who are leaning from the Torah, or whoever's telling the people words of subduing, of rebuke, that everyone should be able to hear, so you have that in the middle. Now, when they would put up these teva, a box, that has a Sefer Torah, with their custom was they would make this box, which they would put a Sefer Torah besides that which was in the Hechel, so that it should be prepared to bring up to the Bima for Kriyas HaTorah, and that it should be available for others to read from. Mamin Moshe B'Emtza, they would put it into the middle of the shul, meaning in between north and south. And the Chodei HaTeva, the back part of this box, is Kalapi Hechel, it's towards the Hechel, but now Kalapi Amen, it's facing towards the people. Halochadal. Now, Ketzeram Yishim V'atikinesis, how do the people sit in the shul? So as a Kainim Yishim, the elders, they sit, Ufanim klapi om. They're what's called in the western part of the world is called Mizrachvan, the eastern wall, because they're facing towards the people. Vacharim klapi hechel, and their back is towards where the hechel, where the Arna Kodesh is. Vachol om yeshim shudel ufanei shudel. Now all the people, however, are sitting row in front of row, facing towards the hechel. Ufanei hashudel. Now the face of the row is lachoyd hashudel shlof, and now is to the back of the row that's in front of them. Atshiy pnei kolam klapi hakodesh, until all the face of all the people is facing towards the holy area of the hechel. Uklapi zaken, but towards the elders which are facing them. Uklapi teiv, and also towards the this box. Now, but Eishah Shlich Tzibah Oimid LeTfilah, when the Chazan, when the Shlich Tzibah gets up to daven for the Amid, Oimid Ba'aretz Lefnei HaTeva, he stands on the ground in front of the Teva, which he wouldn't daven by the Bima, rather he would daven what's called davening for the Amid in front of the Ark. Ufan of Lefnei Hakodesh Kesharam, and his face would be in front of the holy area, like all the other people facing that same direction. Halachay, regarding the significance of a shul, batik in the sea is a batim midrashas, which is designated for davening or for learning. Noigim mem kavod, you have to treat it with honor, with dignity. Umechabim meisam, you sweep the area. Umabitzim meisam, and afterwards sweep, because it was dust floors, they would settle it with some water. V'noigim kol Yisrael, and the custom of all the Jewish people, b'safarad, in Spain, b'madav, in the western part, meaning North Africa, b'shinad, in Bob, l'b'eretz Tzvi, in the desired land, referring to Eretz Yisrael, their custom is l'hadlik ashashis b'batik, and the see is that they light these lamps in the shuls, u'latziya b'karkom, and they put down on the ground, machtzaloi, is mats, k'dei l'shvalim, the people shall sit down, and you make it a dignified structure. U'v'ore Edom, and in the cities of the sons of Edom, meaning the European cities, yeshvin shabal kisois, they actually sit on chairs. Now, in the shuls and in these study halls, we don't act lightheaded, for example, schaik, laughing, behitul, and frivolity, besicha betela, and just idle chatter. You don't eat over there. You don't drink over there. You don't adorn yourself or just derive pleasure from there. You don't just stroll over there. You don't go in there because in the summer months when it's hot to get away from the heat, or in the winter months to get out of the cold. But the sages and their students, in a pressing situation, they're allowed to eat and drink over there because they're there all day. So therefore, for them, it's a little bit different. Now, there's only calculations in the shul. Unless the calculations of the mitzvah, for example, kubash tzedakah regarding the charity box or pidyon shvuim, redeeming the captives, okay, some similar types of things. The aim mass beidmehem. You don't make a levai. You don't eulogize someone. But the ele hesped shel rabim. Only if it's a eulogy related to the masses. For example, sheishem hesped gedoy lechachmei yisrael. For example, they're eulogizing the great sages of that city. Shekala miskabtzim v'vayim beglom. That the whole people gather and they come because of them. Then it would be permitted to be done in the shul. Alacha ches. Hoy lebeis haknesses. Hoy lebeis hamedrash shnei pesachim. If the shul or the beis hamedrash had two entryways. So lo yasinu kapidja, you shouldn't make the shul into a shortcut. Kedeshi kans pesach zel great. I'll enter in one way, v'yitz pesach shegnegdi, and go out the opposite way. Lekara b'derech, to make his path shorter. No, shas lekans bemel dvar mitzvah. It's forbidden to enter into the shul or into the beis medrash only for a mitzvah purpose. Now halacha test. Mish tzarich lekans lebeis haknesses. Someone who has to go into the shul likras tinnik to call a child or chaver or his friend. So, but you can't go in for ulterior motives. So you kans v'yikare ma'at. So you enter, you read a little bit of Torah. Or your mishmu, you say over a teaching, and then he'll call his friend. That he shouldn't be entering only for his own personal desires. Now, if he doesn't know how to learn, you should tell one of the children over there, read for me the pasuk that you're reading from right now. Or even he should just sit there a little bit in the shul, and then leave. Sitting in the shul is from the topic of it's engaging in the mitzvah. Shlomik says in the pasuk until Ashri Yeshu Vesecha Begaimer, that how fortunate are those who sit in your house, etc. We see just being in the shul is itself a mitzvah. Halacha Yud. Now Mishnah Nichnas L'Spal. However, if someone went into shul to daven, Oylikris, or to read from the Chumash, Mutul Leilotz BePesach Shegnegde, then he's allowed to leave by the opposite entryway. Kedei Lekara BeTerach, that his path should be shorter. And it's permitted for a person to enter into the shul b'makli with his stick, b'menoli with his shoes, unlike that of the by the Beis Hamikdash. Uvav and dasai with either it means his money belt or it means his undergarments. Uvav shal raglov and with dust on his feet. And v'mhoitzarech larik, if he had to spit, yark b'beis haknesses, he's allowed to spit in the shul. Now halachi et alf regarding destroying and building. Rebuilding a shul. So, batik in the Sayyasi is a batim adjusta shachorbu. Regarding a shul or a base medrash that was destroyed, because there's also maimim, they retained their sanctity. Shemaik says in the Pasik Vikra, Vashim, Moisi is mikdashaych, I'm going to destroy your holy places. Which sounds like, Ava bishayb shemim, even though they're desolate, it's mikdashaychim, it's because there's also maimim, it still retains its sanctity. Ukshem shenoigim mem kavad bishum, and therefore, just like you treated that area with honor when they were settled, kachnoigim mem chabam, that's why you have to treat that area in its state of ruins. Chutz mikibud v'ribitz, except for sweeping and settling the dust. She'imach abd meisam, be'imar bitz meisam. When it's in ruins, you don't sweep and you don't settle the dust. Olu b'masavim, if grass grows over there, tol shem meisam, you tear it out. But a menich meisam will come, you actually leave it there in its place. Why? K'dei she'ir esam that the people should see this, v'tei ruchum, and their spirit should become awakened, and they'll feel compassion and say, look what this is, what happened to our old site of our shul. V'yivnim it, and they'll rebuild it, and therefore you want to leave it like that, that people should see that. Halachid base ain't soysim base haknesses. You don't destroy a shul because they live in the sachem mekayim to build another one in its place. Ibn makam achor or somewhere else. Aval bad. What you should do is boyin achor. You first build another shul. Vachkech soysim and then you destroy this structure because shem yerolem oynis. Well, even maybe something's going to happen. They're not going to be able to continue construction and they're not going to build and now they're going to be stuck without any shul. So you first build a new one and then destroy the old one. I feel like koysel echem and even one wall from it. Boyin achodish b'tzad yashin. First you build a new one on the side of the old one. Vachkech soysim yashin and then you destroy the old wall. Halacha Yigimah, but remember, when we say this, that you're not allowed to destroy before you build, it's only if the foundations, let's say, of the shul have not become ruined. Or the walls are not falling, are not leaning to collapse. So then, you have to leave it and first build and then destroy. But if the foundations are in ruins, or the walls are leaning, they're going to collapse any day, then you demolish it right away. But then they quickly start to build very quickly by day and by night time to get this done, because the situation might become difficult. The Yishar Charvin is going to remain in the state of ruins, and we don't want that to ever happen. Halachi Daud regarding the concept of elevating in sanctity and the monetary value of the shul itself. So Mutalas is basic Knesset, you're allowed to make a shul, which is designated just for davening, to into a Beis HaMedrash, which is designated for disseminating Torah to the masses. Of a Beis HaMedrash, but for the make a Beis HaMedrash, also Lassel is a Beis HaKnesses. Now turn that into a shul. Because Kedusha is Beis HaMedrash, you say that Kedusha is Beis HaKnesses, because the sanctity of a study hall where they learn Torah, Berabim, is greater than that of a Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses. Umalam, a Kedusha of Limerin, you're allowed to elevate sanctity from a shul to a Beis HaMedrash, but you now downgrade from a Beis HaMedrash to a shul. And v'chein b'nei Eir Shemachar Beis HaKnesses, so too of the members of a city, if they sold a shul. Yeshlam likach b'dam of teva. They have to take the monetary proceeds and buy a teva, which we described previously, which is to hold the sefer Torah. That's a greater sanctity that you're allowed to upgrade. Now, machr teva, if they sold the box that holds the sefer Torah, yeshlam likach b'dam mit pachas. So that's a little bit further away from the actual sefer Torah itself. They can then purchase something closer, which is they could take its proceeds and buy a mantle, like tik le sefer Torah, or a container for the sefer Torah. Now, machr mit pachas, let's say they've sold the mantle, the covering of the actual sefer Torah or the case, lichem adam of chamashim. Then you could purchase with its proceeds chamashim, which is means a fifth. It's a fifth of a sefer Torah where it's written on parchment, but it's only one fifth, so it's not as much as a sefer Torah, but it's still greater than just the container. Machr chamashim, if they sold the chamashim, lichem adam of sefer Torah, you could only purchase with its proceeds a Torah scroll. Because each one of these is a higher level. Now, Abel Machu Sefer Torah, they sold the Torah scroll, in Lechem Adam Avela Sefer Torah Achri, you could only purchase with its proceeds another Sefer Torah, because Inshem Kedusha Lamalam Kedusha Sefer Torah, there's nothing more greater sanctity than the Sefer Torah, and now downgrade. And the Chemin Meisraim, same thing is regarding the leftover funds, you now let a purchase with the leftover funds anything that's less than the sanctity of the thing itself. So too, if let's say the people just collected funds, live in this Beis HaMedrash, to build a Beis HaMedrash, a Beis HaKnesses, or a Shul, or Liknas Tabor, to buy the box for the Sefer Torah, Mitbachas, Vatik, or to the mantle, or the container, or the Sefer Torah, Torah scroll, Verotzel, Sanas, Kamash, Agaba, they want to change whatever it is that they collected for. Imashan, Oysan, El Magdusha, Kal, Gdusha, Chamur, Men. You can only switch it regarding even their donation from something that's a lower sanctity to a more severe sanctity. But let's say they already did what they collected for. They still have extra funds. Then they could change the excess to whatever they want to because they fulfilled what they accepted. And the monies themselves don't have sanctity. This was just the donated funds. Now, all the utensils, all the vessels of a shul, has the halachic status like a shul, which we describe what could be done with a shul. The curtain that's on the ark, which is where you put the Sefer Torah, that has the halachic status like the mantle, like the covering of the Sefer Torah itself, because sometimes they actually take the curtain and they wrap it beneath the Sefer Torah, so it has a kedusha like the covering of the Sefer Torah itself. Now, then, not lame, but if let's say they stipulated initially that when they designated for the Sefer Torah, they stipulated that it should be permitted to be used also for mundane purposes, harim kefiat tonight, then they will have the halachic leniencies like the stipulations that were originally made. Halacha design, but medvam mum. When do we say shemutah limka basic nes that you're allowed to sell a shul? That's the basic nes shel kafarim. That's a shul of villagers. Shalei also oisai eladas bnei hakfar levad. When it was originally made, the shul was only made for the intentions of those who live in this small little village. Sheyil lehem lispal, but that they should have a place where to daven. Shem rotsu kul mumachah, that if they all want to sell it, mutam they're permitted. Of a basic nes shel karachin, but the shuls of large cities. Since it's made for all people of the world, that they should come and daven over there, because everyone comes to cities. So that's Kalabal Medina, whoever comes to this country. So Nasir shall call Yisrael. So essentially, the shul became of all the Jewish people. And if you're not allowed to sell it, because not only this community's shul, it's the world shul. Now, regarding people of a village, they want to sell their shul, which we said they could. I live in this bedam of basic and achar, or they want to build with the monetary proceeds of the shul another shul. I live in this bedam of table, or they want to purchase with its funds the box, or you say Torah or Torah scroll. So tzrichal hasnas alekech, they have to stipulate with the buyer of the shul or any one of the things we mentioned. Shlo lasis oisa, don't make the shul loy merchet not into bathhouse, loy brutzig not into a tannery. Voamokum shemavnim beis oyer, that's a place where they do some type of processing on the skins of the animals, turning into leather. Not a place where immersing in the mikvah waters of v'le beis hamayim, and not a place of waters either means for laundry or for a urinal. that you can't do with it. Now, v'mhisnu shiva teiva ir. Now, if the seven good members of the board of the city stipulated b'maimen anshir in the presence of the people of the city b'shas mechir at during the sale, shehelikeh mutar lasa b'kol elu, that the buyer should actually be permitted to do even these things that we just mentioned, then mutar, then under that circumstances, it, even that would be permitted. So too, if let's say the seven board members of the city stipulated, but in the presence of the people of the city, regarding the excess of the fund, that the excess should be mundane, so then they're unconsecrated. Now, when they take the money, and they go and now they build this other shul, or they buy with it a table, a mitpach, a tzvitik, or a mantle, and a case, so then the rest will be unconsecrated the way they stipulated. And then they can do with it whatever it is that they want to do. So too, even of a city, if all of the people of the city accepted upon themselves, or at least the majority of them, Adam Echad, one person, that he should be in charge, Kamasha Asa Asui, so whatever he does is done, and he could sell and give by himself according to what he sees, and he could stipulate according to what he sees fit. Now, Kshem Shemutlam Limka Basic Ness is just like it's permitted for them to sell the shul, they could also gift it to someone. Why? If it wouldn't be that the public or the community would have benefit from this gift, they wouldn't have gifted it to someone else. So essentially, it's the same status like a sale. But you're not allowed to lease it, rent it out. You cannot use it as collateral because in that state, it remains with the sanctity of the community shul. How could the buyer, the renter, use it for his own personal purposes? Whereas by a sale, it gets the sanctity gets removed from the building to the proceeds, to the funds. And so too, when they take apart a shul to build it, mitam limker, you'll have to sell, will hachlef to exchange, blos matan to give as a gift, halaveinim the bricks, va'itzim and the wood, va'afishalim and the earth from this previous shul. But to lend them, also that's forbidden. Again, because in a kedusha oilman, because the sanctity is not being removed from it, only if you exchange it for monies, or like we said, with a certain benefit that is like monies. But if not, it retains the sanctity and the person cannot utilize those bricks. L'chafalav concludes regarding the contrast to from a shul to a temporary place where people daven. R'chayvishal'ir, the city square, even though the community, the people daven over the betainiyas by fast days of mamadis and days of mamadis, which all the Jewish people in their cities get divided into 24 groups, just like the 24 mishmaris of the kahanim to daven for the Jewish people and their karbanas. And the reason they should keep it straight, because many people are gathered, so they go into the city square, they but the kinesis mechilnesim, because the shuls don't contain them, but imbe kedusha doesn't have a sanctity. And the reason they show it up, because it's temporary. Like nikva latila wasn't established for davening. And v'chein batim v'chatzedah, so to homes and courtyards, sha'om miskatzim latfila, where people gather for davening, imbe kedusha does not have a sanctity. Initially, like kavoy sim latfila, but it wasn't established just for davening purposes. Allowed oy mispalm them, just temporary that people are davening in this person's house. Kadam shem mispalm v'tech beis, like a person davening in his own house. And they wouldn't have these limitations, as we said, regarding a shul.